We're learning Masechta Shabbos Daf Yud Amud Beis, and we are beginning on top of the Amud. Ein Shom She'ilas Shalom, and that we said that in the Beis Hamerach itself, which is the inner room, you're not allowed to say She'ilas Shalom. Why not? So we said because we say Hashem's name, and therefore it's a problem to say She'ilas Shalom. Maseyela Rav Nuna Meshmei De'ula. The Amar also the Adam Yitum Shalom L'Chaveiro in the Beis Hamerach. With Messiah Rav Amnuna, Moshem Ula, the Amma also the Adam Shiden Shalom Lechaveiroi Beis Hamerchitz. They now let us say Shalom to your friend, Beis Hamerchitz. What's the reason? Because it's Hashem's name. Moshem Shinema Vayikuloi Hashem Shalom. The Pasuk says by Gidon, they call Kadosh Baruch Hu Hashem Shalom. So you see, Shalom is Hashem's name. Reading Marakasha, Lemata, Hemnusa Nami also Lemay Beis Akise, the Chsiva Kel Hanemon. You shouldn't say the word Hemnusa. In the basic, he said, why not? It says, Akel Haneman, Hashem who's a Neman. See, we call Hashem a Neman. V'chitei ma'achinami, maybe Taka. Maybe Taka can't say it. V'om rav av amachas, yom rav v'chom aragur, yom rav, sharol me'am hamnusa basic, he said. He lied to say hamnusa basic, he said. It seems like those days, they said, use the word hamnusa a lot. That meant like, it's really true. Hamnusa, that's they meant to say. It's really true. So, they used to say that word a lot. So it says here, they allowed to say it in the Beis HaKisa. Zogti, no, no, Shalom and Musa are different. Hashem Shem Gufa Le'ikri, Hachi. Hashem is not called Ne'eman. It's just like a Shem Toyar, an adjective about Hashem. He's a Kel HaNe'eman. Why? You see in the Targum like that. The Targumino, the Ka'am Mehemna. The Hashem who is Mehemna, who is trustworthy. Hacha Hashem Gufi Kesham. Here we call Hashem Himself Shalom. Nechsev Yikulay Hashem Shalom. We call Hashem Hashem Shalom. So therefore, Shalom is worse. And Tosfos speaks out, even though the Targum there says Loshon that it has to do with the Ovid Le Shalom, but Lamaisa Tosfos says there means that's called Hashem. Hashem is called Shalom because He does Shalom. That's the reason. Now, so Halacha Lamaisa, you now say Shalom in the Shalom Aleichem in the mikveh in the inside the war room in the Beis Hamerchitz. You can't say Shalom. It says you now say Shalom. What if your friend's name is Shalom? You like to call him Shalom? So that's 2 days in the Mishnah Berurah. If you're allowed to call your friend Shalom, he brings them from the Taz. They're allowed to say Shalom because there you're not using it in a context of Hashem's name. He's calling a person Shalom. If I'm saying Shalom Aleichem means to say Shalom on you, peace on you, which means Hashem's name should be chal on you. That's why it's worse. So to call a person's name Shalom is not a problem. Same thing in writing a letter Shalom, it's not called Hashem's name. Same type of idea. The same type of idea. So those are the 2 days in the Mishnah Berurah, if you're allowed to call your friend Shalom. So the Mishnah Berurah says that if you call your friend, you may just call him Shalom, say Shalom. And you know, just change the name a little bit, or say Shalom, and therefore you shouldn't call your friend Shalom in the mikvah. It talks about there 2 days at least. Taz is not there, but it means 2 days. Maybe it should be Machmed, you could. Zogti Gemara Vayta. Omer Rav Avar Machasya. Omer Rav Chomer Goy. Omer Rav. Hanoisim Atona L'Chaveira. Someone gives his friend a gift. Tzorech Leidia. You should let him know. Why should you let him know? So Rashi says, two reasons, depends what type of Matona. He says, if you give him Matona straight to a person, you should first tell him it's going to be Matona. Don't just hand him something, because he gets embarrassed then. First say, you know, I want to give you Matona. I'm so happy what you did for me, and here it is. You know, I like you so much. Here's the Matona. When you give him Matona, you should say something first. You should let him know. Or it means if you leave something in his house, you should let him know that you left something in his house. Don't just leave something in his house because then he's not even sure what it is or where it came from. And he doesn't know that you're doing it because you like him. And therefore, you should let a person know. When you give him a Torah, let him know. What's the raya? Because we had in this past week's parasha Kisisa, that Hashem gave Shabbos to the Yidin and said, you know, I'm giving you Shabbos, you should know that I must Mekadosh you. Present in my storehouses. The Shabbos Shema, and it's called Shabbos. When you mevakeish litno liYisrael, I want to give it to Klal Yisrael. We didn't give it to the goyim. Says when Isata the goyim rotzes, goyim are not allowed to have Shabbos. You give it dafka to the Yidden. Leich vaydiem, go to let them know. That's what it means. Kaniyah Hashem mekashchem. Mekan omer Hashem gamila. I know it's in pasal tinuk. If you have a little kid by your house and you give him to eat. Let the mother know. My overlay, in those days they didn't have cell phones, how do you let them know? On my abaya, you should put some oil on his head or put some eye shadow on his eyes. And then the mother comes home and says, who did that to you? And he says, oh, I was there by the neighbor, he did it for me. And not only that, he gave me some food. So therefore, that'll help him know they gave him food. These days, that will worry about Kesafim. If you paint someone's eyes, they'll think you're doing some Kesef on him. So you don't want to do that. So how do you let the mother know that you gave him food? You put, let's say you gave him peanut butter, you put, spear some peanut butter on his head, and this way he'll know, the mother will know you gave him peanut butter. You put a piece of macaroni on his head, you know you gave him macaroni, you know you gave him something to eat. Okay. So it says that you have to let the person know they gave him matana. If I can't, you don't have to let him know. How do we know? Another thing in Parshas Kisisa. Shneimar, Moshe lo yada ki karen or upon of a dabri itay. Moshe did not know that he had the karne hoid. He didn't know until Eden told him. So you see, Hashem didn't tell him. He gave him this unbelievable present called karne hoid. He didn't let him know. So they're like, Hashem must live like Luya, must live like Luya. The only time you have to let them know is something that he'll find out, to figure it out. If he doesn't figure it out by himself, you do not have to tell him. You don't have to tell him about it. Freyti Gemara, but so in here, by the Karni Hoid, someone's going to tell him he has Karni Hoid, and we'll know it came from Hashem, so you don't tell him, Hashem didn't have to tell him about it, because he'll know what that is. Freyti Gemara, Kasha, Vashavis, David, like Luya. Shabbos will find out about. Matan schar levi legluy. He won't know the schar. If we have to tell him the schar, that was part of the thing. My talon toiv yeshvi beis gnozai was telling them the schar also. Continuing with the story of Datana over here, Rav Chista have a knock of yodit harte matanasa. Rav Chista was a kohen. Hey, no, he's a kohen. So if the Eilam remembers the Gemisnechtos Brachas, there was a Gemara in Brachas there that said that there was a ear, a city that had 80 peers of brothers that married kahanim. Kahenois. And it says that these days we only have two examples of that. So Rav Chista had two daughters married to Rav Chama and Ma'okva. So it says that, you see, Rav Chista was a kohen. So the lach is a kohen, you have to give Zroya of Lechayim Akeva. That's the, when you shech the axe, you have to give the Zroya Lechayim Akeva, you give the tongue and the keva and the Zroya to the kohen. Now, by the way, these days, we're not you guys like these days? So the halacha is that these days we're not knowing Zroya Lechayim Akeva anymore to give to the kohen. That's the, you could do it if you want, but the, you know, you're not mechuyev to do it like with Paskin, like that. Man Yama holds that these days we're not knowing Zroya Lechayim Akeva. But like upon him, in those days we still were knowing it, like Rashi speaks out. So Rav Chista and Nakav Yali Tarti Matanasa Turi. He had two sets of Zroya Lechayim Akeva, two sets of them. Oma, he said, Commander Osiv Omali Shmaitse Chalat of Shmei Derav Yavir Lele. Everyone tells me, hey, something new, Meshmei the Rav, I will give him this gift. Om the Rav Armachasia, Hachi Om Rav, I'll tell you something from Rav. Hanusim Matanah Chaver, it's Arach Le'idiyah. That if you give a Matanah to a friend, you have to Me'idiyah him. Shinem Aladas, Ke'ani Hashem Mekadishchem. So Rav Chista, you know, got a memory from Rav, so no, Yom Le'le, he gave it to him. This is a huge value. This is like $1,000 worth of meat. He gave Yavin Ale, he gave it to him. Oma, Chavivin Aloch Shmaitz, the Rav Kuli Hai. So he told Rav Chista, you know, you love hearing Rav's Shmaitzes so much that you're giving away so much. I'm like, yeah, I love it. I'm like, yeah, I'll tell you another Rav. Hayim Dama Rav, Milsa Alivishayu Yakira. Nice silks, like a nice coat, is expensive to someone who used to wearing it. Only people who dress well really appreciate something that's good. You tell a guy who doesn't dress well, give him a fancy suit, he doesn't chap that is. So you also, a regular person who doesn't chap the godless of a member of Rav, but you, who are a Talmud of Rav, you understand how precious it is a member for Rav. So he really told me another thing of Rav. I'm a Rav, hachi? Rav really said that? But the second member is better than the first one. We have an akita achrita. Had another pair of Zerayel Chaim Akeva, Yavin Allah, who gave it to you. Both Rashi tell you to speak out. That's mutter to Zorim to eat Zerayel Chaim Akeva, not only Kahanim. That's right. Even a non kohen is let eat Zerayel Chaim Akeva. I see even this Gemara. Another important speak out is this din noisim matonel chaver after medir is only by matonos, not by tzedakah. By tzedakah, it's better not to tell him. Not to tell him. And some of the achroinim say pshat because the word matana means that he knows about it. But tzedakah is different. Tzedakah is better if he doesn't know about it. It's the best tzedakah. And therefore, by tzedakah you don't have to tell him. It's only by matana. That's how he speaks out. Talk to more about it. I'm a rav bar machasi, I'm a rav, I'm a rav, I'm a rav. Someone has a few boys, he should not give preference to one boy over other boys. Because of a weight of two shloim milas of silk, they gave Yosef, more than the other children, the Ksainas Pasim, Niskanu by Echav, the brothers were jealous, and Skalgo Dov Yadar of Zeno Mitzrayim. The Eden land are going down to Mitzrayim because of this little preference that he gave him. Now Rashi speaks out, what does it mean, Mishko Beis Lom? It doesn't sound like a lot. The Ksainas Pasim is only a weight of two little coins. So Rashi's Lav Dafko, or Rashi says that the Ksainas Pasim looked was a regular Ksainas, just had around the hand, had like little silk. You know, so Rebbe Shebekacha, you know, has like those things around, the, you know, the velvet, that's all it had, the Ksainas. That's one pshat Rashi, that's all it was. But like upon him, that caused them to go down to Mitzrayim. So let me ask you a question. Wasn't the Gzeri Mitzrayim from Avraham Avinu already, been at Brisson and Mitzrayim? It says, it was a Gzeri from Hashem. What does it do with the jealousy? So Tosis asked the Kasha. And Tosis answers that they would have gone to Mitzrayim maybe, wouldn't have the Inui. The Inui would not have been if not for this. And it brings a Raya, because you know, 400 years counts, we count from when Yitzchak was born. There was no Inui those years. So he's saying the Inui happened Dafka because of the jealousy. That's what Tosis speaks out. A person should try to live in a city that's new. Why? Because Hashem only destroys city after their chatam add up and they reach the filling point. Since it's a newer city, the averus are less. What's a rayah? It says when Lot was running away from Sodom with the malachim, he sees a city. And he says, "Hine noa ir azayis kroiva." It's close, lana shama. The mitzvah, it's small. So what does that mean? What does it say? It's small. It's the city's close by. Let me say, I want to go to that city. Why does it say what it is? My kroiva, ilam kroiva, the makarva vazuta. That's close and small. The malachim see it for themselves. You don't tell me it's close. It's right here. Ella, it means something else. Shematech shishivasa kroiva. It was recently built. Avenisam mitzvah arm. The Averis are less. The Averis are less. And Rashi explains, and the Gemara is being referenced that momentarily, Rashi explains that this city, Tsoyar, was built 1 year later in Sodom. Sodom was 52 years old. This was 51 years old. Rashi makes the Cheshbim because the Dara Flaga, the Tol Dara Flaga lived in Bavel. After Dara Flaga, they spread out to Sodom and other places. And Mishas, when Peleg died, that is when the Dara Flaga happened, because the Peleg's father was a Navi. He knew that he'll die b'shas the Dara Flaga. And Avraham Avinu, Fida Cheshbin, when Peleg was born, was 48 years old. And therefore, it comes out, it was 52 years was Stoyim. And but Tzoyar was built 1 year later, 51. And therefore, it was not destroyed. And Avraham of Mikra, the Chsiv, he molten na Shama. Let me run there. Na is b'gematria nun v'chad, 51. Hava. V'shal Sodom is nun beiz. Nunu Beis, Sodom was 52 years old. And how many years was Sodom Bishavuso? Which means how many years were they calm? Bishavuso, Chav Vav, only 26 years. Why? The Chsiv, Shteimeh Shana Avdu as Kedoyimer, 12 years Sodom served Kedoyimer, Shoshas and Meradu, and 13 years they fought. Abba Esher Shana, and the 14th year was the war. So it's only 26 years that they, 26 years they were in war. It means how many years were they Bishava? 26 years. That's what comes out in 26 of Shava, and it comes out that they were 52 years old, long time, that's how old they were, and they got destroyed. Masha Enkein, the Tzayar, the 51 year, therefore they did not get destroyed. And Tosfos goes through the Cheshbonis, how possible is 26 years, if it comes out that Avraham Avinu will only be 73 years old with the war, and it could be 75. Tosfos on base talks about the rock upon him. We see from here that he should go to a city that's younger, and therefore won't be a problem of Averis.